Testing, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, testing. Is the battery working? Okay, this is an interview with Evelie Parker in Durham, North Carolina. It's February 7th, 2005, and we're in her office at North Carolina Central University. The interviewer is Geralyn Patterson, and this is part of the Spencer Grants Project on School Desegregation in the South, and will be used as part of the Southern Oral History Program at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. The tape number is EP2705. Okay, Ms. Parker, can you tell me a little bit about how you got into teaching?
Okay. Well, I graduated from Appalachian State University in 1978 with a degree, a BA in psychology, which doesn't mean much because with a psychology degree, you really need to go to graduate school. Mm-hmm. And what I was finding at that time period was that in order to go to graduate school, you really needed some work experience. But in order to get work experience, you really needed a master's degree. Mm-hmm. So I came back to Durham and got a job at Darrell's.
Okay.
And I was waiting tables, and that's about the time that Durham got liquor by the drink, and so I went to bartending school. Mm-hmm. And I became a bartender at Darrell's. And I was working one Sunday afternoon, and actually I was waiting tables, I think, that day, and John Lucas, who was my former principal at Hillside, came in and had lunch, and I was waiting on him, and we were very close when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. And he told me that he had a position at Hillside. It was a teaching assistant in the morning, and then he needed somebody to help teach a class in the afternoon. And would I be interested? And so I thought, well, yeah, you know, so I actually went to Hillside and got a job as a teaching assistant in the morning in several different classes, and then I taught a class in the afternoon in government for, it was actually mixed, sophomores, juniors, and seniors. And that kind of, you know, that bug bit me. I thought, this is kind of fun, and I enjoy it. I wasn't the best student when I was in high school, so it never occurred to me to be a teacher. You know, I wanted to get out of school. But being on the other side of the classroom was a lot of fun, and I just kind of connected at that time. So I decided to go back to school, and I came to Central first and started in education. And I was dating this guy from Ashboro, and he was getting ready to move back there and go into business with his father. So what happened is I went to Ashboro and actually got a job as a teaching assistant in a classroom in Randolph County while I was going to UNCG working on my, you know, degree in education. So I guess I was a lateral entry teacher back before lateral entry was even. Well, what happened is I got hired as a teaching assistant in this, it was an EMH classroom, and the teacher was getting ready to go on maternity leave, and they couldn't find anybody to take her spot, and they liked me, and so what happened is I took her job, and I got what was called a B certificate back then, and now it's more lateral entry, but it was a B certificate while I was working on my coursework to upgrade that to an A certificate.
So all of this because you met, saw John Lucas in Darrell's.
Right.
So tell me about because you said you had a close relationship with with him when you were in school, and I don't know, at least, I don't know many people who had a very, very close relationship with their principal. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, well, it actually goes back to junior high school.
Okay.
Because I was living in Durham when they desegregated the schools, and I had just finished 7th grade at Rogers Her. And that summer I was assigned to Shepherd. And a lot of my friends at that time were going to private schools, and my dad is a minister, and he didn't feel that it, you know, it would be right to send me to a private school and then get up and preach love your neighbor on Sunday. So I went to Shepherd, and with a couple of my friends. I think I was one of, I think, seven white people in the whole school. And because of that, Mrs. Lucas, who was the dean of girls, mm-hmm. and I became just really good friends. She kind of looked out for me.
Okay.
You know, if I had any problems, I went to her, and we just became really close. I was like, they called me their, you know, second daughter, and they were my second parents, and like I visited their home, and
nice.
You know, we just had a really good relationship. And so when I went to Hillside, you know, I already had that relationship
right.
with John Lucas.
When were you at Hillside? What were the dates?
74 to 78.
Okay.
No, wait, that's when I was in college. Hold it. I graduated in 74.
Okay.
But I graduated after my 11th grade year, so I was only there 2 years. So I was there in, 72?
Okay.
Yeah, 72 to 74.
So then when you got there, you already had this relationship established?
Mm-hmm. He used to do things like, I remember when, can't remember his name now, but it was a coach mm-hmm. from Maryland came down to look at where John Jr. Mm-hmm. went to school. John Sr. called me out of class to give him a tour, and so, I mean, we just had a class relationship, so if I had any problems or anything, I could go straight to him, or, you know, he would ask me to do things, and he was just real sweet to me,
I
appreciated that.
So what was it like going to Hillside?
Well, I went to Hillside, I think, kind of during his heyday. I did. I mean,
everybody that I interview says that.
of the desegregation.
Oh, that's true.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
My brother is 4 years older than me, and he, when they did this, he had been at Durham High for 2 years, and he was getting ready to be a senior in high school. Mm-hmm. And he had to move over to Hillside.
Mm-hmm.
My sister was in 11th grade. She had mm-hmm. gone to 10th grade at Durham High, so she went 11th and 12th to Hillside.
Okay.
And then I was, of course, at Shepherd for 8th and 9th grade before I went to Hillside. Now, the people that were in my brother and sister's age group all went to Hillside.
Mm-hmm.
So it had a pretty good number of white, mm-hmm. students.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got there, a lot of my friends that had gone to private schools had older brothers and sisters that had gone to Hillside, and so they came back.
Okay.
So a lot of, we were all reunited.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm saying there were a lot of kids, a good mix.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a good time. I know after I left, a lot of people began to leave,
mm-hmm.
The mm-hmm. school, and it just wasn't the same.
Mm-hmm.
It just wasn't. So that's why I kind of feel like I was there at the right time,
okay.
and there was just a lot of good things going on at that time.
Okay. So tell me what was a typical day like?
Gosh, I don't really remember. I mean, I had to think way back. When I was in 10th grade, when I first got there, there were some people, some kids in the 12th grade that had been friends of my sister's
mm-hmm.
the year before
mm-hmm.
that kind of took me under their wings. Mm-hmm. I already knew, some upperclassmen,
right.
And back then, you didn't eat lunch. I mean, we went out to lunch every day.
Off campus?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I didn't know they had a cafeteria for a year. And I was in 11th grade before I even ever saw the cafeteria. And I just went down there to make sure it was there. Never ate in it.
So where did you guys go?
We went all over the place.
We had cars.
Yeah, we had cars.
High school,
okay. I didn't drive because I was a baby. Mm-hmm. September birthday, I was young. So I didn't have my license until the 11th grade.
Right.
But anyway. So I went with these, seniors mm-hmm. to lunch, ended up dating one of them.
Okay.
And so that was my boyfriend from October through the rest of that year.
Uh-huh.
So, and so that made me feel good.
Dating upperclassmen, that's very cool when you're in high school.
Yeah. And so, finding him in the halls and stuff like that, it was mm-hmm. a lot of fun. And then, a bunch of my friends that had come, to Hillside from other schools,
mm-hmm.
I just had a good group of friends
okay.
in 10th grade.
Okay.
And it was like I was more popular, mm-hmm. you know, because at Shepherd I was by myself. Mm-hmm. And so Hillside felt good mm-hmm. because I was popular, I had a lot of friends, I had a boyfriend, mm-hmm. you know. I got involved in Young Life.
Young Life is,
I don't really know how to explain it. I guess it's like a Christian organization mm-hmm. that colleges come in to high schools and okay. run. And we had a group of students from Duke mm-hmm. that ran Hillside and Durham High together. Mm-hmm. So I got to meet a lot of Durham High students. Okay. And I went to Young Life. Young Life was on Wednesday nights. Mm-hmm. And it was at kids' houses.
Yeah. Okay.
And we had little skits and we sang. And that was always fun.
Okay. And was that integrated?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that was, you know, that was a good time. It was just a good, high school was fun when I was in 10th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was in 11th grade, but you know, my boyfriend had graduated
right.
and he had gone off to school and we were still dating. Mm-hmm. So my 11th grade was, I had some really close girlfriends, you know
okay.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of boyfriends, it was more about my girlfriends.
Right.
And that was fun too. But I had the opportunity toward the end of the 11th grade, Appalachian was offering a program called the Admissions Partnership Program,
mm-hmm.
where you could leave high school after 11th grade, go to Appalachian that summer and take your freshman English, which
okay.
would count as your senior English,
mm-hmm.
and freshman history, which would count as your senior, you know, history,
mm-hmm.
both sessions of summer school and then an elective each session, and if your grades were, you know, a certain
up
level, then you could stay and you would be, you know, you'd get credit for those
mm-hmm.
courses, plus you get your high school diploma,
mm-hmm.
which I never got, but, and I'll tell you that in a minute,
okay.
but anyway, so I decided to apply
okay.
and was accepted into that program, which was good because, you know, my boyfriend went there, my sister was in school there, and I was ready
mm-hmm.
to leave,
mm-hmm.
you know.
So it turned out well for you.
Yeah. So I didn't go my 12th grade here at Hillside. But 10th and 11th were good experiences. I'm not going to tell you I learned a whole lot. I had some really good teachers.
Tell me about a couple of teachers that you felt made a difference.
Okay. I remember my biology teacher.
Okay.
I remember my English teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, I did not like math. I'm not a good math student. So math was just, you know,
mm-hmm.
I didn't really care for it, nor the teachers. The teachers that I really liked were teachers that connected with me,
mm-hmm.
that were interested in building a relationship with students,
mm-hmm.
and that really made connections. And I'm going to tell you something. I didn't have many black teachers.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
At Hillside?
Mm-hmm. I didn't.
Okay.
I had some,
mm-hmm.
but I you know, I'm sitting here thinking, 1 year foreign language
mm-hmm.
was a black teacher, the next year was a white teacher.
Okay.
For English, both years were white teachers.
Okay.
For biology, it was a white teacher. Chemistry, it was a black teacher. I was on the yearbook staff,
mm-hmm.
and that was a black teacher. That was in 11th grade.
Okay.
Math were, I know 11th grade was a white teacher, white man. I really don't even remember 10th grade.
So there were a lot of white teachers at Hillside?
There were a lot of white teachers.
More than yeah. half, you think?
I don't know.
Okay.
I really don't know about
okay.
that one.
That's the first time hearing about
yeah.
that. Okay.
Yeah, and my psychology teacher was white, and that was in 11th grade.
Okay.
No, that was 10th grade, I'm sorry, that was 10th. It's really weird because my PE teacher was black.
Mm-hmm.
Loved her, Miss Poole. You probably heard
mm-hmm.
her name. Ruth Poole.
Mm-hmm.
So I probably had more white teachers than I did black,
okay.
which was weird, I thought. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
anyway, I thought, you know, the classes that I was interested in,
mm-hmm.
I did well in.
Mm-hmm.
The classes I weren't interested in, I probably, you know,
did okay.
I probably did okay.
Mm-hmm.
I did well in getting to college, but early. But anyway, I wasn't a shining star student. I wasn't.
Well, what about the other thing? What are there other activities that you were involved in? Like, I've heard a lot about the band and the track team. And all. Can you tell me some about those organizations?
In 11th grade, I joined the track team.
Okay.
And I ran. I didn't complete the season because I got hurt. I don't even remember it. But I did participate in that.
Okay.
I wasn't a big sports person. Mm-hmm. And in 10th grade, I never went really to any of the ball games or anything. Mm-hmm. Because on Friday and Saturday night, you know, I was dating.
Mm-hmm.
And in 11th grade, one of the things I remember is that Duke and Carolina used to have some incredible concerts back then. Okay. You remember those? Well, I don't know how old you are.
No.
But back then, they had some really good concerts. Mm-hmm. And that's what we did around here. We went to these concerts on Saturday night. So I remember doing that a lot. I just don't remember doing a whole lot.
So there
11th grade, like when my boyfriend came home, we went out, or I went up there to visit my sister, but I don't remember. I don't think I ever went to any ball game.
Okay, so you didn't hang out after school or the activities and things like that. Was Mr. G Swing School still there when you were there?
I don't remember.
It was a variety
that.
Show.
I don't remember.
So I'm not sure that it was still going on in the 70s, but I know that was big at the school.
I really don't remember that.
Okay. Can you remember any major events that happened at the school that everybody got really excited about? Homecoming or?
Not really. That's kind of sad. I remember more about Shepherd. I remember a lot of things going on at Shepherd, but I really don't remember as much. And it's probably because of where my mind was, you know?
Right.
and to be honest with you, I don't remember a whole lot of people. You know, I've seen people, and I went to high school with you, and I'm like, okay.
Good to see you.
I really don't remember, and I guess it's because I was so, you know, in love, and, you know.
Well, tell me what it was like living in Durham, because I don't have a sense. I grew up in Raleigh, and so in the 70s, I don't know if Raleigh and Durham were similar, but what? I mean, other than the concerts that you went to on the weekend with your boyfriend, your father was a minister, what was it like just navigating Durham? Is it similar to what it is now, or is it very different? Or,
well, Durham, you know, as a kid, I don't remember the politics of Durham, of course, like I hear now.
Right.
So, but I don't remember, you know, city and county back then, as far as the school system.
Oh, that's right, because
we had Durham City Schools, which I was in, and then there was Durham County Schools, and you always heard like, ooh, the county schools. You know, I didn't really get involved in all that, so I don't know that much about what that was like, but, you know.
But what other kinds of things did you do?
What did I do, like as a kid?
Yeah, or a teenager.
Well, I remember as a kid, I don't remember the year, but I do remember when the civil rights, you know, we had all the riots and everything, we had curfews and stuff.
Oh, really?
Back in, yeah. Okay. My parents live in a section, it was like Forest Hills is here, and Lakewood's up here, and Duke's up here, and they live kind of in the middle, you know, so we didn't really have and my dad was a pastor at Lakewood Baptist Church.
Okay.
And so I remember walking to Lakewood Shopping Center, and I remember when South Square was built. I was actually in high school in South Square, I think, or junior high. Mm-hmm. Well, no, I think I was in 10th grade, actually. But anyway, we used to go bike, like I used to bike ride over to Duke and go to the gardens with friends. It's a lot different then, you know. I don't dare let my daughter bike ride anywhere now, but because there's so many cars on the
road.
But back then it didn't seem to be as dangerous. Mm-hmm. So we used to bike all over the place, go to movies a lot on weekends. I remember every Sunday afternoon I used to go to the movie with a friend of mine when I was in junior high school. You know, of course I was involved in church youth activities. But We used to go to the Duke. My parents had tickets to the Duke games.
So you
my
went
mom
to
worked at Duke,
okay.
And we went to all the football Duke football games. Okay. Some of the Duke basketball games, but not as many as the football games.
Okay.
More neighborhood type activities. Mm-hmm. You know, just friends that live in the neighborhood would get together and play. You know.
Okay, that gives me a sense.
And in seventh grade, when I went to Rogers Hurt, we moved to Durham. I moved to Chapel Hill when I was six, after I finished first grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then to Durham when I was nine, after I finished fourth grade.
Okay.
And so I went to fifth grade and sixth grade at Lakewood.
Mm-hmm.
And I hated that. And then I went to seventh grade in Rogers Hurt. And I really liked Rogers Hurt, because I was in the chorus, and we had a lot of chorus performances, mm-hmm. and I was in all the plays.
Okay.
And that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then Shepherd, I helped create a lot of programs mm-hmm. and plays and stuff, because we had done that at Rogers Hurt, and a bunch of us continued that, and that was a lot of fun. I was really close to the gym teacher. Her name was Miss Boston.
At Shepherd?
At Shepherd.
Okay.
And so I went out for cheerleading, and I made it. And after, I guess it was the first or second game, I broke my arm.
Oh,
not
yes.
cheering,
okay.
But at school,
okay.
I broke my arm. So I did that. Mm-hmm. That kind of ended that. And I got my cast off like in December, and in May I break it again, or April I'll break it again that year. So, I wanted to coordinate.
Yeah,
and
it was an awkward period,
but,
I guess. So, did you not do theater?
Well,
inside?
But you know what? I'll tell you how I'll break it again. I actually became anorexic. During, I guess it was the eighth grade, there were a lot of really skinny girls.
Mm-hmm.
And
still
I wasn't,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and so I decided that I was going to be skinny,
mm-hmm.
and so I, basically contracted an eating disorder and got down to like 89 pounds,
okay.
which is pretty dangerous,
mm-hmm.
but that was going on during my eighth grade year,
okay.
losing
okay.
all that weight,
okay.
and the second time I fell and broke my arm was kind of passing out,
mm-hmm.
Okay. due to not eating.
Okay.
And so then ninth grade, I gained a little bit of weight.
Mm-hmm.
In ninth grade, I don't remember as much
mm-hmm.
about ninth grade,
mm-hmm.
but by the time I got to Hillside, that wasn't an issue anymore.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you worked through that very well.
Yeah.
And that you were involved in a lot of things throughout the school years, but I remember you said that you were in theater and that you started some plays at Shepherd as well. Did you pursue any theater at Hillside?
No. And it didn't seem like there was as much opportunity.
Okay.
It wasn't, mm-hmm. it just wasn't as big of a deal. Hillside was so much bigger, too.
You went to the Hillside that's right across
mm-hmm.
the street from
mm-hmm. It's no longer there.
That's right, that's been demolished.
Yep.
Okay, I just have to remember that because I remember that the building was moved at some time here.
I remember Mr. Austin called him Pop.
What did y'all call him? Prop? Pop?
Mm-hmm.
I have a picture
prof.
of him.
I think it was Prof, but we call it.
Well, I don't know. Get your glasses on.
Let me see. Yep. Ah, there's him. I remember him with his glasses. Yep.
Now, you didn't have any interactions with him, did you? He was the
disciplinarian. Just in the hall.
You know.
Moving on. And I remember Mr. Page. He was a history teacher. Really, really tall and skinny.
Did you have him for history?
I didn't have him.
Okay.
I remember Mr. Bowen. That's who I had for chemistry. Jake Bowen.
Okay.
Never will forget him.
Why do you say you never forget him?
Well, he was just, he was just different. He was, back then there was Glamour magazine was really big,
mm-hmm.
With my age group back mm-hmm. then, and there was an advice column called Ask Jake, and so we used to kid him and ask him for advice, and he was just playful, but he could also turn on you and be mean as snake.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, when you were there, it wasn't the first integrated class.
Mm-mm.
That was when your brother was there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how was his, well, I know you can't speak, but you were living in the house with him.
Mm-hmm.
How did that experience go for him?
Well, like I say, I think, you know, what they did is they just took a bunch of kids that were Durham High and moved them over here. And so he was with his buddies and everything, and he was only there a year. And I don't remember him having any problems or, you know, being all that upset about it. It was actually closer to our house. And he had his buddies.
Okay, so they
all were there. It wasn't like he was, it wasn't like my eighth grade experience, which was
alone.
I was alone, but.
Well, I know, look, some of the people I've interviewed said that some of the black students, once school integration came, that went to Durham High, still came back over to Hillside for the activities and events. Was that the case with your group at all?
Mm-hmm.
So there was no,
The only interaction I have with Durham High was Young Life.
Okay.
And they just put the two groups together.
Okay.
But other than that, we never did anything.
So you, so there was no feeling of, why are we at Hillside?
Not by the time I got there.
Okay.
And not for my sister either.
Okay. Okay.
You know, my brother may have felt that way, but it didn't. It wasn't anything that I picked up on.
So why do you think?
I don't think he wanted to go. I think he wanted to. He has a ring that says Durham High School.
Oh, does he?
You know, because they got him in the 11th grade year back then.
That's
and
right.
That was before they had integrated schools. Mm-hmm. And so I think he really kind of felt like they should have grandfathered that group in and let them finish.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that wasn't in plan,
right.
And so he went, and I don't think he wanted to go, but I think the fact that all his friends went and everything, it wasn't a traumatic experience or anything, they went.
Okay. Now, I know you said that your father felt strongly about kind of living what you preach. Do you remember if your parents had any involvement at all in the school?
Oh, yeah. My dad did. In fact, my dad, like at the beginning of the year when they had the, you know, I don't know, we used to say all the students would meet in the auditorium and have a, you know,
assembly.
Mm-hmm. And he was always invited to give the prayer and the baccalaureate and all that stuff.
Okay.
He was always involved, and he was in PTA. My mom worked at Duke, and she wasn't as involved, but my dad was very involved.
Okay. And so why do you think this community seems to value the schools so much?
Well, this community is so different. Than most, and it's probably because there was a real big faction of wealthy black people
mm-hmm.
that lived right here.
Mm-hmm.
And so Hillside, you know, was right in the middle of it,
mm-hmm.
and it became an icon, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it was very important to these people, just like Central is to mm-hmm. so many people. You know, this is where they grew up, this is where they went to school, and they really have that pride and that relationship, and I think it was the same way with Hillside, and I think it had to do with just the people that lived here, and I don't know if it would have been the same way somewhere else,
right.
You know,
right.
I just think it had happened to be in this community
mm-hmm.
where there were, you know, the Spaldings and the whole group
mm-hmm.
that lived here.
Mm-hmm.
That's always been a big part of Durham, you know, and the politics. And I think that's why, you know, it's kind of like it is now,
mm-hmm.
you know, that they have a voice and they want to be heard and they should be heard, you know, they're Durham's history.
Right.
And Hillside is Durham's history.
Mm-hmm. You're right about that. I'm going to ask you a few kind of general questions about DSEG and education, and then we'll be over. We've touched on it
too much.
No, absolutely not. We've touched on it a little bit, but I just want to make sure that I've gotten the whole piece of what school, DSEG, and integration meant to you and your family on a personal level. And I'm hearing that your father was a minister, and he was adamant about making sure that you all were walking the faith that he preached in church. Is there anything more about what integration did for your family that I should know about?
Well, I think it made us a lot more tolerant.
Mm-hmm.
It made me understand how it felt to be a minority.
Mm-hmm.
It made me understand you know, more when I went into education myself and became a teacher, you know, I think I could empathize more and understand more when someone, when I first started teaching, I was in Randolph County, mm-hmm. and I was in a rural school that had very few Black students. Mm-hmm. And I remember always trying to make sure that they, you know, mm-hmm. felt a part of everything, and, you know, that they didn't feel left out or that they stood out or anything. And I think it helped me understand more about diversity and the fact that you don't not see color, you know what I mean? And everybody isn't the same. Mm-hmm. You know how a lot of teachers say, I treat everybody the same, I don't see color. Well, I think that's wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we need to see it and acknowledge it and celebrate it and, you know, let people share their cultures and so that we have more of an understanding. And so I think that helped me, you know. And it wasn't easy. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say it was easy. Right. Shepherd was not easy. Mm-hmm. I got through it. Hillside was easy. Mm-hmm. Shepherd wasn't. Hillside was easy because I was a minority, but I wasn't the minority. At Shepherd, I was the only white person in most of my classes. Mm-hmm. I think I had one class where there was one other. Mm-hmm. But I was it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so that was hard. And then, like, things happened to me at Shepherd. One thing in particular, a girl burnt my hair. I had real long hair. We were in an assembly. I smelled something terrible. It was like, what was that smell? And we were getting ready to leave the assembly, and we were walking out, and I did this, and my hair was gone. She had burned it off, and that's what I had been smelling, was my hair burning.
Oh, my goodness.
And so people were afraid to mm-hmm. tell who did it. Mm-hmm. Her name was Yolanda.
But you know, don't you? You'll never forget her.
And she was, I mean, she was strong, mm-hmm. very athletic, and so people were afraid mm-hmm. of her to tell, and finally this one girl did tell. And so they sent her home for 10 days, and she kept sending messages back that when she got back, she's going to get me. Mm-hmm. So then they sent me home for 10 days. Yeah.
Hoping it would
and
blow
then,
over.
And then by the time I got back, it did blow over, but, you know, we were never friends. But, you know,
I
things like
not.
That,
right.
You know.
Right.
And there were other, you know, derogatory remarks made and stuff like that that I had to put up with. But that didn't happen at Hillside.
Right. Well, do you think, and I'm glad it didn't happen anywhere else. I wish it hadn't happened to you there at Shepherd. But do you think that there's something?
Well, it gave me an appreciation and understanding that, yes, this kind of thing does happen. And whoever it's happening to, no matter what, it shouldn't.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Do you think, since Hillside is kind of considered a historically Black mm-hmm. school, do you think that there is anything that changed about Hillside once it was integrated?
Well, that's a tough question. I think the Black community did not really want it to be integrated.
You think so? Why do you say that?
And maybe not back then.
Okay.
Maybe not back then. Mm-hmm. Maybe back then it was exciting, it was new, and mm-hmm. you know, we were all going to live together and love each other. You know, that was kind of the mm-hmm. thoughts. And it worked for a while. But then I think that when Hillside kind of moved back to being a totally Black high school, mm-hmm. that was a choice thing almost, like that they liked it and wanted it that way. And then when Hillside moved out to where it's located now, I think they wanted to maintain that. And not that I'm saying that they minded, mm-hmm. but I think it's just they wanted to maintain mm-hmm. that it's a historically Black school. And that's why they wanted to keep the name mm-hmm. and not change it. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it bothers the community that it is, you know, predominantly a Black school.
And why do you?
And I don't think that bothers the white community either.
But why do you think that is? Because in most cases in North Carolina, it's school to get segregation. The Black schools were changed or given another name and turned into junior highs or an elementary school or just completely obliterated. But this community seems to be different. It seems to be exactly as you said, that the Black community wanted to maintain the school and the white community didn't seem to mind. And that seems to be unique.
But like I say, I think it's because of the community itself and who the players are, okay, and then the key people. Because it is a very wealthy and politically active and a educationally motivated community. You know, it's not like, okay, whatever, you know, they're not, it's not going to be that way. They're going to stand up and say, no, this is what we want.
And so you think the white community feels what about that then?
I think the white community is fine with that, but I think, I don't really know people with a lot of, I have a high school age kid, but we don't live in this area. So I don't know people that have kids that go to Hillside, but I don't think that they want to send their kids there, the white people. And I don't know that it's, I think it's because they think they're not going to get as good an education as if they go to Jordan or Northern or Riverside or, you know. But I think the same thing about Southern. I hear the same thing, and that's not a black school. I hear the same thing. So I don't know if it's, you know, it's just the school itself. I mean, I don't know. I don't know why.
I don't either. And I don't know that we'll find the answer. What do you think schools can do better now to educate students, both black and white?
Well, here I'm working in the School of Education. You know, I mean, I think schools, a lot of the way schools are run boils down to the administrator. And how the administrator sets the tone of the school, in my opinion. This is all my opinion. I think the administrator sets the tone. And if you've got an administrator that's really involved and really, you know, takes care of the teachers and supports the teachers and is interested in the students and interested in programs at the school, I think it's going to make a big difference. Because I know schools, I've worked in schools where the administrator is like incompetent, you know, that's just the best word for it. And it plays on the morale of the school and just every aspect of the school is involved, is affected by if the administrator is not doing a good job.
Okay.
And so I think, you know, really working with administrators to make sure that they're good administrators, that they're up on the current, you know, research and programs and whatnot. So that's part of it. Of course, you really do have to have teachers who are interested in the kids and who are willing to build relationships with them and are willing to not just get up and lecture, but to have engaging lessons. And I mean, really, that's what it's going to take, because so many, especially at the high school level, teachers just get in there and want to lecture, and kids aren't interested. You know, that's why we're losing them. So we've got to do something about that to get kids more engaged and offer more programs and alternative programs. Because certain high schools aren't for everyone. For example, some high schools are more geared towards college. You know, not everybody's going to go to college. Not everybody should go to college. So we need some technical high schools. We need, and I think Durham is headed that way, that they're trying to, you know,
implement,
do some high school reform. Because high school, and I don't see any use at all for 12th grade. I never have, and I don't now. So I think you can get what you need and then get out and work, you know? And I think that's getting off on another subject, but anyway, I think it all boils, it's not the students. Students really do want to learn. I mean, it's in our nature to want to learn, you know, but we got to find what we're interested in. That's what we want to learn.
And so, just going back to the whole idea of school integration and school desegregation, tell me what you think was gained from school integration and what you think might have been lost.
Well, I think what was gained is an understanding of different cultures.
Mm-hmm.
What was lost for some people was identity. You know, they group identity, I guess, is one. And that's not me, as far as at Hillside.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that way at Shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else. See, I think what could happen mm-hmm. is that you could become more tolerant, but I don't know that did happen in Durham.
Right.
I mean, Durham is not a microcosm of society. It's just mm-hmm. not. It's a separate entity in itself. It's just different,
mm-hmm.
and you really can't compare like Durham with Raleigh.
No,
this would never happen in Raleigh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's mm-hmm. what you know. The stuff that goes on in Durham doesn't happen anywhere else. People come from all over the country, all over the world, and say, "I've never seen anything like it. What is going on?" It's like way back. You know,
right? And that's no
way back.
To get to. What is it with Durham?
It's I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I can't answer that question, mm-hmm. but I do think that it came from the influence of the black people that were here at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a bad influence. It wasn't a bad influence, I'm not saying that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that got people fired up about,
mm-hmm.
you know, certain things. And,
mm-hmm.
and but you know, it's weird because wherever I go, you can walk into any faculty meeting, you can walk into any cafeteria
mm-hmm.
today. And they're segregated.
Mm-hmm.
They segregate themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it on the playground when I was a teacher,
mm-hmm.
in the cafeteria, you know, like I say, in faculty meetings.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just kids that do it.
Right.
We all do it. We go into places and we tend to find,
our
you know, our groups.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just bizarre.
What do you think, picking up on that, what do you think is important to know, for other people to know about the struggle to desegregate schools?
Well, that, you know, change is slow.
Mm-hmm.
That I think that we definitely needed to do it and that we did learn a lot from it, you know. It's just unfortunate that what happened is they kind of went back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of going forward, mm-hmm. went back. And I don't know why that happened or how it happened, but it did happen. And I don't know how you're going to change it. I don't know if changing the name of the school would have made a difference.
Mm-hmm.
It might would have.
Okay.
But, you know, we can't change what is. I mean, mm-hmm. this is the way it is.
Well, that's...
I don't know how it's going to... I don't know that you are going to desegregate it again.
Mm-hmm.
Or integrate it again. Whatever.
Right.
I really don't know. Because they've tried putting IB programs there,
mm-hmm.
they, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it's just not happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was my next question, is how do you think it could have been done better?
I think the only thing they could have done was change the name. And they weren't willing to. And they wanted to maintain. And that's why I said I think the black community wanted it to be that way. And that's fine. And that's the thing that Durham has to understand, is that it's fine. I don't think anybody has a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that, just stop trying to integrate it and let it be. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't think the black community minds that there are not many white people there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they really care. At least that's not what I hear,
mm-hmm.
that they care.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't mean that ugly.
Right.
I don't mean that ugly.
Right.
I mean that's their, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody's fine with it.
Well, I think we're done. Let me make sure I go through my list. Is there anything else I need to know to understand school desegregation and what it was like to go to Hillside when you were there, from your experience, from your perspective?
Well, like I say, that was at a time when I really feel like Hillside was kind of in its heyday. Mm-hmm. That was my perception. And I didn't mind it. Mm-hmm. I would probably mind it now.
Why do you say that?
Because I think it's a lot scarier now. Mm-hmm. We didn't worry about gangs and all that mm-hmm. stuff back then. We didn't. Mm-hmm. And now, I just mean for me, I don't know how it would be as a kid.
Right.
I really don't know. I'm just saying that right now, mm-hmm. I'd be like, I wouldn't want to do that in this day and time. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot scarier. Mm-hmm. And there were things back then that were mm-hmm. scary. Mm-hmm. But it just wasn't out there like it is now.
Right.
The world has changed, mm-hmm. you know, and it's just a lot scarier. But I don't know that I'd want to go to any high school right now, really. I think it's just scary for that age now. It's a really scary time. High school is not what it used to be. It used to be a fun time. It was like, these are the best years of your life kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And now, they are not. And like I say, I just had one go through and another one in the thick of it right now. And they're not happy times. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very, it's emotional for them. It's like, you know, a roller coaster, extreme highs, extreme lows. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean just my kids. I find that in, you know, all of them that I talk with. And it's just not the same as it used to be. So that's what I'm saying. I don't know that I'd like to go to any high school right now. And kids aren't as interested in the things that we were back then, which, you know, I mean, that's that changing times. Mm-hmm. But the thing we were not, you know, back, I remember when I was at Shepherd and Hillside both, to hear somebody smoking pot, it was like, ooh, you know, or somebody got pregnant, oh my God, it was like, and now, I mean, they're having sex in school, you know? It's just, and they're probably, you know, smoking in school, but, and taking all sorts of stuff, you know, that we just didn't, we just didn't have that, and you know, somebody drank. I mean, we knew the people that were doing these things because they stood out, mm-hmm. and now they don't.
Right.
Why?
You know, things?
I remember the next day seeing it and thinking, you know, yeah, I was afraid, but you know, I was a kid. I didn't really understand what all was going on, but I remember being afraid of Malcolm X because there was a building in Durham that had his picture on the side of it, mm-hmm. and that scared me.
It's like Malcolm X University mm-hmm. or something in Durham.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that scared me. Okay. And there was a big Black Panther thing here mm-hmm. one time, and I remember being pretty frightened mm-hmm. about that. We didn't. I mean, I don't even remember.
Do you remember why you were afraid? Just afraid for your physical safety?
I don't really think I was afraid for my physical safety. I just remember being, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
But it was just different.
How long did all this go on, this curfew and these riots? And
the curfews didn't go on that long, probably a couple of weeks, a month at the most.
Okay.
For the actual curfews and the rioting. Mm-hmm. But I remember, like, I remember when Martin Luther King Jr. was shot. I remember his speech, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing it on TV, and I mean, I remember all that.
What was the community's reaction to that? Do you remember anything happening?
Not in my particular community. Mm-hmm. I remember it being sad. I mean, you know, everybody was like, they liked him. I mean, I remember thinking he was a great leader, mm-hmm. you know,
mm-hmm.
and he was doing good things, mm-hmm. but I don't remember the adult reaction or anything. I just remember as a kid going, oh my gosh, you know, I can't believe stuff that you saw on TV. I remember as a kid thinking, I can't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know.
Durham's a very unique community.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm learning much, much more about it.
Okay, we're going to stop here.